This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. Forces loyal to rival Libyan army commander Khalifa Haftar said Saturday they had seized control of the main airport in Libya's capital, Tripoli. The action comes 2 days after Haftar ordered his forces to seize the seat of Libya's UN-backed government. We get more from Edward Uranian in Cairo.
Arab media broadcast video of General Haftar's forces entering the gates of Tripoli's now closed international airport before taking position outside terminal buildings and along the now disused runways. There did not appear to be any resistance to the takeover. UN Special Envoy Ghassan Salame, who is now in Libya, said that he was monitoring the situation closely. He says that tensions were increasing in a number of places in and around Tripoli, and that he was keeping tabs on the situation minute by minute. He insists that it is urgent to put an end to tensions in those areas and to make sure civilians are not harmed. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
At least 7 policemen and 3 civilians were killed Saturday in a series of attacks in Afghanistan. In the eastern Ghazni province, Taliban insurgents killed 3 policemen in attacks on security checkpoints, according to the provincial police chief spokesman Ahmad Khan Sirat. The Associated Press reported the Taliban had claimed responsibility for the attack. At least 4 policemen were killed when the Taliban stormed a security checkpoint in the northern Saripul province, according to the provincial council leader in that area. 2 explosions in eastern Nangarhar province killed at least 3 civilians. No groups claimed responsibility for the attacks in Nangarhar and Saripul. For more, visit our website. This is VOA News. Tens of thousands of protesters joined in fresh anti-government marches across Sudan Saturday in what organizers said was one of the largest turnouts in more than 3 months of demonstrations calling for embattled President Omar al-Bashir to step down. AP's Zaria Shakili has more.
The demonstrations began in December over price hikes and food shortages and quickly escalated into calls for al-Bashir's resignation, posing one of the biggest challenges yet to his nearly 30-year rule. The rallies are being led by the Sudanese Professionals Association, an umbrella group of independent professional unions. Footage posted online showed thousands of protesters, mostly young people, outside the military's headquarters in the capital city of Khartoum, demanding the army's support. I'm Zaria Shakli.
Flooding conditions in southwestern Iran have forced officials to order the evacuation of 6 more towns. The provincial governor, Golmareza Shariati, told state television, however, that they are asking men and youths to stay and help build flood walls so that they can keep the water out of those cities. Interior Minister Abdul Reza Rahmani Fazli told state television the flooding has placed about 400,000 people in the province at risk. Authorities say 70 people, that is, have died in the high waters. Officials say 11 cities have already been evacuated. After President Trump declared that the system is full and cannot handle any more migrants on Friday, the Trump administration now says it wants up to 2 years to find all the children separated from their parents at the U.S.-Mexico border. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
In court filings, the Justice Department says it needs to review 47,000 cases of unaccompanied children taken into custody at the border between June 2017 and July 2018. The administration would begin by sifting through names for signs of likely separation. For example, children under 5 years old. The administration would then provide this information to the American Civil Liberties Union, which sued to reunite families. The ACLU says there is no reason it should take up to 2 years. I'm Julie Walker.
Rival political factions took to the streets across Venezuela Saturday in a mounting struggle for control of the crisis-racked nation. Thousands crammed into the El Marques district of Caracas in support of opposition leader Juan Guaido. Meanwhile, hundreds of backers of embattled President Nicolas Maduro, many dressed in bright red and gathered in the center of Caracas, waved flags and danced around a stage blasting music. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.